Here at AgConnect Expo, I am speaking with Bruce Knight, who I have not spoken to in a long time. I still want to call him Chief because he was head of the Natural Resources Conservation Service for USDA not too long ago. It was just a few years ago. But Bruce was the MC for this town hall meeting that we had here at the Successful Farming Innovations Theater at AgConnect that was really talking about the environmental footprint of agriculture here in the United States specifically and how it's improved. Now, Bruce, you talked a little bit about your farmer yourself, farmer rancher, about the definition of sustainability and what you think the definition of sustainability is right on the ground.
Right on the ground, it's can I provide for my own family's well-being and income, and can I make sure that that land I'm managing, owning, and operating is better when I depart this planet than when I took over that land. And it's amazing that I am engaged in a number of sustainability conversations around the country with consumers, with retailers, and there's a surprising degree of acceptance of that and a desire to want to trust the American farmer on sustainability. But we got to get that message out.
Well, the two presenters that we had here, one talked about mainly row crops and sustainability of row crops. The other one talked about livestock. Both of them presented some great information that people should know and that farmers and ranchers should be prepared with as far as we're talking to other people, because we have a good story to tell, don't we?
We really do. In the case of row crop production, our unit of production, the amount of corn, the wheat, the cotton we're producing per unit of nitrogen per gallon of water is increasing exponentially. And the great thing about this, the untold message, is that the adverse environmental impact, the runoff of phosphorus or nitrogen, is going down because of our increases in precision. And because so as we adopt precision agriculture technologies, we're actually adopting what I call precision conservation. Correct placement of the nutrients next to the plants so that we maximize it and minimize the potential of environmental degradation. We heard from Dr. Capper, we'll do the exact same thing with the precise use of growth stimulants, ionophores, feed additives, improve the productive capacity of that dairy cow or that beef cow, of that steer in the feedlot, and reduce the greenhouse gas emissions associated, the ammonia associated with enteric fermentation in the gut of the cow. All of these things we can do. And we make these gains in efficiency, give us greater chance to make money as a farmer, but we're also doing better by way of the environment.
You also talked about how much things have changed in farming in just a really short period of time.
Oh, it's unbelievable. You think about my own father coming home from World War II, still using horses. I got started, I was using 16-foot equipment. You know, now we're using GPS guidance systems, and you know, we used to broadcast fertilizer, and now we know precisely where we're laying it, and we know precisely how many seeds we're putting in the acre. It is an incredible adventure for all of us that are in agriculture. And the exciting thing for us is we get a chance to learn new things every day. And that's the exciting thing here at Ag Expo. We're getting to see new technologies, new equipment. I'm able to steal ideas out of Europe and South America that I can potentially take back home to Gan Valley, South Dakota. That's pretty fun.
Well, speaking of a great adventure, tell us what you're doing now.
I consult in the conservation and environment field. I have founded a small firm called Strategic Conservation Solutions, and I help people achieve their conservation objectives. I've got clients that we're helping entire industries improve sustainability, maintain production, improve profitability for the farmer, but also improve this sustainability work. Other times I've got companies that are coming to me and they need help getting through the regulatory processes at USDA. And as former chief of NRCS, I love those conservation programs that they deliver, but the USDA programs keep getting more complicated, more difficult to participate in. So I have folks come to me asking me, how do you get through? How do you simplify it? How do you make common sense out of those things? And somehow or another, I'm making a living at it.
Well, good. Great. Well, it's great to talk to you again, Bruce. Good to see you here. And we are reporting here from Ag Connect Expo. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.